What's up, everybody? This is JT back with another episode. Let's get it. So, you know, this is JT back again, making our moves on the strip. This time we're by the Wynn. And if you've never heard about the Wynn, man, Steve Wynn, dude, sexual assaulting his housemates for just generations. So you might have a Al Tapatio or a little abuela who got touched up by Steve Wynn. You know, shout out to him for having one of the dopest names in the game. How's your last name gonna be Wynn? There's no way that's real. But yeah, like, why is it that all these multi-billion dollar people always have sex allegations? Let's get that. Can there be one powerful man that just got away with it, dude? Like, damn. But you know what they say? Behind every great man is a sex allegation that he got, that he fought and got, that he beat. Just what? But that's crazy, bro, because, like, just, I guess you reach a certain point where you're just like, it's all good, I'm just gonna do what I want. Hook up with my fucking maids and shit. But me, man, I don't know. Just stick with one lady, dude, and just hold it down. But yeah, man, we have Israel bombing Iran. And I saw this this meme. Basically, they put out a rankings of the happiest nations. And, you know, the U.S., the homies are struggling over here, dude. Like, the least happiest. But check this, we pay the most taxes out of everyone. We don't have free healthcare. We don't have, like, you know, just basic needs that a human needs, bro. So, and guess what? Israel is ranked number one. Basically, we're all just paying for Israel, dude. And then now they're about to start World War III. Hey, don't, like, dude, it's not, it's them. Yeah, dude, we're just sending a bunch of our boys over there to get murked. Pay a bunch of taxes, but what can we do, man? It's just gonna happen. Like, when I was little, I wanted to go to war so bad. I was just a little boy. And you know when you grab a stick and you're pretending it to be a gun? Those were the days, bro. Now, homies are grabbing the real stick. But the best is the nicknames for guns. They're like, let's get the heater, get the biscuit, get the, you know, the stick. It all goes back to shit that, get the bun, dude. You have the bun, you have the heater on you. I wonder what they're gonna call it in the future. They're gonna call it, like, I don't even know, bro. They're gonna, well, people are calling it the pew pew nowadays. So shout out to the pew pew. Cause when you got that pew pew on you, the only thing I can stop you is another pew. Yeah, man, now it's summer than out here. Check this case out, man. We had a murder, suicide, double murder. And that's why I tell people, you shouldn't fucking rip, you shouldn't try people, dude. Some people are at their wit's end. And when your younger wife cheats on you with a fucking hotter lawyer and you're dying of cancer, sometimes the only answer is an automatic weapon with projectiles. At least that's what this homie fucking... So this fucking 76-year-old lawyer's like with this hot 40-year-old. And you know the 40-year-olds nowadays are... The 40-year-olds, when I was growing up, were basically in their grave. 40-year-old lady in the 90s, bro? Fucking struggling. 40-year-olds nowadays? Dime pieces. They're hitting their peaks at 40, dude. It's wild. So, Don't sleep on your lady. Don't. She's in the 30s. Get her in the gym. Get her a facial or two. Give her a few money shots. Rub that shit in. And bingo. Your shorty's hitting. Peak status. Air 40s. Same with dudes. As long as you don't get that alcoholic bulbous nose, which is unrecoverable. They've done research. Alcohol's been around for generations, dude. Can't get rid of that big alcoholic nose, you're fucked. So just end it at that point. My grandpa died of cirrhosis. I've been around alcoholics. You can't stop them, motherfuckers. It's like heroin, but liquid. But man, yeah, shout out to Tree Bark. But man, yeah, 76-year-old lawyer. So she cheats on this dude. Goes to the divorce meeting where she's taking the kids. He shows up, he's a lawyer. He just been battling bone cancer. And they're in a room together. And he's, the husband and wife are in there. And he's like, perfect. Fucking sitting ducks. Just took out the pew-pew, did the old 1-2, hit him with the 1-2, and then deuced himself up. We're talking fucking rooting for the kids, rooting for everyone, dude. But that's why I say, if you fucking done someone wrong, or you think someone's out to get you, you shouldn't hang around them, because when the time is right, dude, they're gonna fucking fuck you over, bro. Like, there's a homie that, back in college, one of my boys, I was getting fronted ounces. So he would front me an ounce, I would pay for that ounce, and then I'd get another one. And I was telling him, I was like, oh, I'm selling this shit, and I sold everything, but I can't sell weed. I smoked out weed. I sell weed now, though, which is hilarious. But, before I dipped town, I fucking did the old deal, got my ounce. Paid for my ounce, got a free ounce, and then fucking skipped out, dude. And to this day, I'm like, if I see that guy, I'm gonna get the fuck out of there, or I'm gonna take the pew pew out. And fucking, nah. It's all fun and love and games. I would probably be like, hey, bro, let me settle this. Let me throw you $100 right now. I'll make shit right. Don't run from your problems unless they got a pew pew on you. But man, yeah, tragic shit, man. Let that be a lesson, though. But yeah, man. We in the headlines today. We're out here. Me and the lady are walking around. We found a little nook of a long wind. We went in the wind and, you know, saw the Chinese. They say they outline all these casinos. They strategically make them for the Chinese because they're basically, this is their second home, dude. The Asians love gambling. You can fucking, they say the Asians are the ones who invented Russian roulette. But the Russians wanted to play it the most. They bet on the Russians. So they started calling it after the Russians, but the Asians tricked them. They were like, these fucking Russians are crazy. But yeah, man, that's Trump Towers behind me. SJT, man, you know we in it to win it. Shout out to you guys, I love you guys, couldn't do it without you. And that's one time for the one time, baby. You're done, son.